Tosus in Ksubis and Daf Ayin Beis and Aleph, Divimaskel B'Safra. Vim Tomar, Amai Ein Mevarech Et Zava Al Sfirasa, Kmo She Mevarech Et Al Sfirasa Omer. Daksiv B'Safra. So the kasha we saw yesterday in the Minchas Chinuch and the Sefer Chinuch regarding the contrast to Sfiras Shanim for Yovel, Tosus asks, as far as Sfiras Omer, why is it that there's no bracha on Sfiras Shivinikiyim, even though there is a bracha on Sfiras Omer? The same Safra. So why is there bracha for Sfiras Omer, no bracha on Sfiras Shivinikiyim? Yesh Lomar, the Ein Mevarchin Ela B'Yovel, Shemavarchin Bezdin B'Chol Shana, Shela Olam Yuchal Limnos Keseder, V'chein Omer. So Tosaf Kasha was from Sfiras Omer. The Teres is from both Sfiras Omer and Sfiras Bezdin for the years of Yovel. The common denominator between those two is that there's no potential minia to that count. There's nothing that's going to stop Bezdin from counting the years for Yovel, and there's nothing that's going to stop any individual from counting the Imei Sfira. Aval Zava, Shem Tira Tistor, Eilo Limnos. However, by a Zava, since you have the possibility, there's always a chance that she may be Soseres, her count, and then you're back to square one. So for that reason, Tosa says, Eilo Limnos. So the kasha was, why do you say bracha? And the teres is because you may be soser and you may not continue in the count. Ein la limnos. So if you look on the side of the Gemara, the Nimugi Agri, he quotes in the Shalah that the Shalah had a girsa not ein la limnos, but ein la levarech, which in context may flow better. The kasha was about a bracha, the teres about a bracha. But according to the Shalah, if the teres is there's no bracha because of a technicality, the chashash of bracha levatala, then maybe she'll be soseres. But it sounds like there is a mitzvah chiyuv reason to actively be soseres. So just like you, there's an active count of Sfiras Omer, and there's an active count for the years of Yovel, there should be an active count of Shiva Nikiyim. And that's the position of the Shalah, quoted by the Piskei Shuva, Sifkatan Dalid, that a woman should actively count Hayom Yom Rishon or Yom Yom Sheni Le Shiva Nikiyim, the Safra Law. Noteworthy, Dasa Kenyan Bali Tosfos has a similar girsa to Tosfos's, the Shalah's girsa in Tosfos. Vayikra Perikafei Pasuk Ches, that Dasa Kenan, they asked the same question, why is there no bracha on Sfiras Shemekiyim? And the answer is, Shema Tir V'Saseres V'Nimseis Bracha L'Batala. Again, sounds like the only problem is, or the concern is on the bracha level, but not on the Sfira. Meaning, you can't say bracha because of technicality, that maybe it'll turn out to be Bracha L'Batala, but the actual count, maybe there does need to be an active count, and that is the position of the Shalah. We saw yesterday in Minchas Chinuch who writes, it's not true, but that's the position of the Shalah that the Piskei Shuva quotes here in Sifkat and Dalid, that every day one has to say, Hayom Yom Rishon L'Shiv Nekiyim, Hayom Yom Sheni L'Shiv Nekiyim, or something of that sort. Then the Piskei Shuva is Messiah in the Behuda, who argues, and Piskei Teshuva has a famous, the Nod Yehuda has a famous line, Tinyana Yaradeya Simen Kuf Kaf Gimel, Tinyana Yaradeya Simen Kuf Kaf Gimel, Omer Ani Hagon HaKodesh Hazeh, the Shalah, Lerov Kiddusha Aschasi Dusa, he's such a holy Jew, Nizkayim Bo, Oei Mitzvos, Lo Yisba Mitzvos, that he was Mekayim, can't get enough of Mitzvos, V'ratza L'man Sitko L'hagil Torah L'harbos V'mitzvos. So the Shalah wanted to add extra mitzvahs, so he added this extra mitzvah of Sfiras Shiva Nekiyim, but There's no such mitzvah. Doesn't appear in any classic sources, not in the Mani and Mitzvahs, not in the Minyan Taryag. There's no source for an active requirement of Sfira B'Pat. So says the Nod Behuda, and the Shalah's position has not been accepted. L'halacha, Rav Moshe writes, Yaredei Achela Gimel, Simen Nun Hei, Anaf Gimel, Yaredei Achela Gimel, Simen Nun Hei, Anaf Gimel, that we don't find poskim rechoshesh for the Shalah. Chachmas Adam is the exception. Chachmas Adam, Klal, Kuf Yedzayin, Os Yedalid, Kuf Yedzayin, Os Yedalid, does quote the Shalah, it sounds like, favorably l'halacha. But the consensus of poskim is that we're not kosher for the shalah, even though if a person wanted to be, or if someone would feel a need, it's kind of a low stakes chumrah. It doesn't take much, but the poskim are not kosher for the shalah, even l'chumrah, even l'ravcha d'milsa. Nevertheless, even though the shalah's chumrah of an active sefiras shivanakiyim bapeh hasn't been accepted, but on some level there's resonance of this notion of the Shalah in a famous position of the Milsaka that we are concerned about, at least to some extent. Pesach Shuva Sukkotim Gimel quotes the Milsaka, quoted by Arichus in the Sidrei Taras Sukkotim Yudches as well. So again, Pesach Shuva Sukkotim Gimel, Sidrei Taras Sukkotim Yudches. The Milsaka, who we quoted earlier in the year as having the picture of the size of a gris based on the coins of his day in the printed Milstaka. Milstaka lived in the late 1600s, passed away at a young age in his 30s. So Milstaka in Simon Samach Gimel was asked the following shaila. Isha shenimsa kesem bimei libuna. So a woman finds a kesem during her shivanakiyim. A kesem during shivanakiyim may be soser. Ule'esa erev hifsika mechadash bitara. So this woman does the new hefsek tara that evening because she figures she was just soser shivanakiyim. So they have to start again. So she does the new hefsek tara. The love shashenis levanim, and she puts on levanim again. The amrullah chadiraseha, the yom hamacharas, and then the next day, her good friends tell her, shagama lakasim tzvicha lahamtim mechadash, chamisha yamim, kidid roa kasim imei tarasa, vishim pleita shech vazera. So her friends tell her, you got it wrong. That it's not enough to start counting again with the new Hefsek Tara, but you need to wait the 5 days for Paletes before you can even do your new Hefsek Tara. The Chazra of Elavshak is Sona Shalah Hanichta Mekamek Samim. So she took off her Levanim and put back on her dirty clothing. Ach Haisa Chagura Milmata Sinor Levan Venakimi Libuna Shalasmol. Fine. Now she's wearing a white garment that was clean underneath. And then she found out the truth that her good friends weren't such good friends anyway. They're misinforming her about a matter of halacha and forcing her into a uncalled for chumrah. That really, she didn't need to wait an extra 5 days. Really, the hefsek tara that she did the day she saw the kesem was sufficient. And really, she could have started counting her shivanakiyim the next day. So the shaila was, can you retroactively count those couple days towards Shivanakiyim when she had been Masicha Das from counting Shivanakiyim? Because she thought that she has to wait an extra 5 days before doing the new Hefsek. So says the Milstaka, right, so Shaila was, that she was Masicha Das from Shivanakiyim. In practice, the days were Nakiyim, because after she did that new Hefsek Tara, she didn't see any dam in the next couple of days, but it wasn't at all in her consciousness, and she was assuming that she's back to square one, until 3 days later she finds out that really the first Hefsek Tara should have been good. So says the Milstaka. It says, it's true that we don't have any requirement of Sphira Bepeh. However, even if you don't need a formal Sphira Bepeh, you at least need the consciousness, that you are Tov Shiv Nekiyim. That's what's behind Chitas of Lazar, that if you have a Bidika on day 1 and day 7, that's sufficient, because that defines that period as Shiva Nekiyim. But if you're not going to be conscious at all that you're Tov Shiva Nekiyim, then those days shouldn't count. And the Milstaka has two reasons for such a position. That number one, you need that consciousness that you're Tov Shiva Nekiyim as a kiyum of Visafra. So we don't go to the extreme of the Shalah to require Sphira Bepeh, but in order to be Mekayim Visafra, you at least need to have an awareness that you're holding in Shiva Nekiyim. That's concern number one. It has to be on your mind. You have to have a consciousness, even if there's no Sphira Bepeh, that you're Tov Shiva Nekiyim. And concern number two is if you're not going to be aware, conscious, that you're Tov Shiva Nekiyim, we're worried that maybe Argashav Lava Daita, that maybe she'll have a Re'iyah, maybe accompanied by Argasha, that she's not going to be aware of. And then she's not going to do a Bidika, and she will have missed it. Meaning, if you're Tov Shiva Nekiyim and you have that consciousness, so then you're hypersensitive to any potential dam, and if there's anything that could be construed as argasha, so you'll be aware of that and you'll check or do a bedika in the wake of any potential argasha. But if you're not conscious of the fact that you're Tov Shiva Nekiyim, then your guard is lowered, and maybe you will have experienced some kind of problematic dam and not realized it. Rabbi Morgenstern points out a possible nafkamina between those two reasons is, let's say you have a Hesach Hadas for part of a day. So in the case of the Milstaka, instead of the woman having taken 2 or 3 days to realize her error, let's say she found out the next afternoon that she did a Hesach Tara Monday afternoon. She started counting her new Shiva Nekiyim Monday night. Her friends told her Tuesday morning, sorry, you got it wrong, you have to wait another 5 days. And then Tuesday afternoon, she found out that her friends were wrong. So there's a Hesach Hadas for 5 hours, but it wasn't the whole day. So if the concern is that you need to have a consciousness to be Mekayim Visafrala, so as long as you have a consciousness sometime during that day, that should be sufficient. Just like even if, according to the Shalah, you needed to count the day, so you count the day at some point during the day. If the concern is a kind of Argashav Adaita, that your guard is let down because you're not aware that you're Tov Shiva Nekiyim, you're not going to be as sensitive to any potential dam coming out, so maybe that's a concern, even if the lapse of Hesach Hadas is more minimal, only a portion of the day. Rav Avadia points out, page Shin Lamed, that one could raise the following issue with the Milstaka's position. The Mishnah Daf Yigivel Mibayz tells us that a Chereshes, this is quoted Lalacha here in Sifches, that a Chereshes, who we view as a halachic lav basas, could have a bedika performed on her behalf by a pikachas. That the pikachas could do a bedika on the chayreshes, and that could constitute a sufficient bedika. Now, if in order to be mekayim shiva nekiyim, you need to have kavana, you need to have a consciousness. So, if a woman is allowed basas to have that kavana herself, to have that awareness, so then what does it help to have a bedika done by a pikachas? Yeah.
Is there really like separate the mitzvah aspect of this and like the ikuva aspect of this?
What do you mean?
Like for the shalvah for sure, like there's maybe a mitzvah count. Is that like the ikuv for the shalvah?
No, the shalvah would say, right, the shalvah would say that's a mitzvah and not necessarily the ikuva, but the milstalk is saying that this will be the ikuva. Right, it's a lower, it's a less rigorous requirement than the shalvah, but at the same time it's ma'akev because of his concerns either that you need that minimal kiyum of sefirah l'ikuva or kind of argus shalvadayta concern. Correct. So Rav Avadya raises a question from Chereshes. The Lechem Simla basically raises this himself in Sif Katan Yud Gimel. He says it's true that the Mishnah Yud Gimel is talking about Nida, not Zava, but he doesn't think that one should be Mechalek, meaning what the Mishnah says that the Bedika works for Nida, as a Hetzer Tara, should work for a Zava as well. And sounds like in Poskim that a Pikachos doesn't require any Sfira. So the Chazon Ish for this reason finds the Milstalka difficult as well. Chazon Ish in Simon Samach Bey, Sadi Beis, Sivkati Yud Aleph, Sadi Beis Yud Aleph, he leaves the Milstalka with a Tzarech Iyun. But despite the fact that the Chazon Ish in Sefer leaves the Milstalka with a Tzarech Iyun, Rabbi Karr quotes Perek Yud Aleph, footnote 40, Parakeet Aleph, footnote 40, that he quotes reliable representation that the Chazon Ish in practice thought that you should be choshesh, at least B'nai Torah, should be machmir for the middle of Staka. Even if in Svara and in Source, he found it difficult. Then the Sidri Tara himself, who quotes this middle of Staka extensively, Sidri Tara in Sukkati Yuches, paragraph beginning Nicole Halein, so he asks from the Rishonim and the Sugya of Tavuli Naseh, the Ravid, the Rashba, that we saw in the Sugya of Tabuli Nase, Dan Chibud, that these Rishonim don't require a Hefsek Tara. According to the Rashba, you don't even require Bedikos Toch Shiva. So if there's such a requirement that Sfiras Shiva Nekiyim only works if you have that Das, then how does it ever make sense to have a notion of Shiva Nekiyim without even bedikas? Meaning, if you don't require bedika, then you definitely don't require a consciousness. Meaning, in terms of the hierarchy, the consciousness is a step more than just doing a bedika. So Sidri Tara assumes if you don't require a bedika during Shiva Nekiyim for Tabuli Nasa, it doesn't make sense to require consciousness. And if you don't require consciousness there, then I'm the hefetesi that you ever need. He said, oh, well, maybe the difference is that Tabuli Nasa is only a Din Rabbanan, and so that's the Chumra Rabbanan, so they didn't extend all the halachos of Shiva Nekiyim to Tabuli Nasa. Maybe by regular Shiva Nekiyim, you have to have this Kavana and Hesach Hadas no good. And it's only by Tavuli Nase, which is a Din Rabbanan, that they didn't extend that detail of Shiva Nekiyim to the Shiva Nekiyim of Tavuli Nase. So the Sidri Tara says, maybe you'd say that, but you think that's Dochuk. Yeah.
Maybe a misunderstanding, but in Tavuli Nase, the Rishonim say that all she needs is Kavana. And she doesn't need to do Bedika, she just needs to be aware and be on the lookout and just make sure that she doesn't see any doubt.
Do they express it in terms of kavana?
I don't know if they use the word kavana.
I don't think they don't express it in terms of kavana. The way the Rashi says it is you just have to wait 7 days, but you don't have to do anything.
They don't say that she needs to be tuned in or on the lookout.
Look again, I don't think so. You have to wait 7 days, but you don't require any formal action during those 7 days. So the Milstalka thinks it could be that, yeah, that's only the Rabbanan, and that's different than Real Shiva Nekiyim Deraisa, but he thinks that's Dochuk to say that way. The Milstalka also has issues with the Milstalka, but at the end of the day, so the Sidri Tara has issues with the Milstalka, but at the end of the day, he thinks he still has to be Choshish for the Milstalka, Lahalacha. Okay.
Could be that derives from the fact that in the story, the woman, I forget who the Amora, the daughter of the Amora, didn't even know that she was keeping Shirinkim. I mean, they waited a week and she didn't know why she was waiting.
Mm-hmm.
So you see in the story, she didn't, like it's mostly in the story that she didn't have Kavana. I don't know if that's.
Okay. Okay. Good. Yeah.
So, and also, the argument is that when you don't require that, if you require Vedika, then you certain. Sorry, that it's more likely that you would require a Vedika than to require consciousness. And it would come out that idea that all you require is a Vedika on first verse and seventh day, or just one within all design Nikiyam, then you'd only need like consciousness for. One day of the Zion Nikiyam, or at the beginning or the end of the Zion Nikiyam.
Uh-huh. That's here. So this is Ritara says it is quotes the Rashba by Tavuli Nase. Isaka Daitaf de Midaraisa Biina Sphira Mamish, O Shatite Daita Lakach. So if you're gonna say like the Mosaka, that Minatora you have to have a consciousness of being Toshib in a Kiyam, Lakach Ay Lavhaki, Loeva Sphira Klal. So it's not gonna count as a sphere at all. If you're not going to even do bedikos, v'mkein amaylo asvicha hasam shiva achrina, umato elas hayamashim tina shivas yamim.
What are you being away from the story?
I'm sorry?
You're being away from the Maisa.
Right, what good does it do to have waited 7 days if there is no... if there are no bedikos and no consciousness. So Eitan's saying, the Vilstocha obviously agrees that if you only do bedik on day 1 and day 7, that's not ma'akev. And the Milstuck will say that if you're missing consciousness in the middle, that is ma'akev. So missing consciousness is more severe likuva than missing bedikos. So then what's the kasha from Tavuli Nase? Maybe Yitaka do need consciousness there, even if you don't need bedikos. Right? Right here. Okay, not sure. Point taken. So all these Achronim, the Sidri Tara, the Chazon Ish, lechem and sibla, even though they raise significant kashas on the milsaka, at the end of the day, they all accept the milsaka, at least lechachila, lechumra, to be choshesh for. Chuvas Odeh Yantiv, Simon Pei Beis, argues on the milsaka mikol v'chol. He doesn't think that there's a need to be choshesh on any level. Odeh Yantiv, Simon Pei Beis. That's also the position of the Marasham, Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Yud Dalid, Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Yud Dalid. And the Beis Yitzchak has a middle position. Shuvas Beis Yitzchak Chela Beis Simen Tez Zayin Os Dalid. Shuvas Beis Yitzchak Chela Beis Simen Tez Zayin Os Dalid. So he assumes that even according to the Milsaka, even if you're going to be Mahmir, as long as you have Kavana for part of the day, that's sufficient. So that's what he says in Afghamina between the two reasons of the Milsaka. Are we concerned about Argish Avadaika? Are we concerned about Akim and Misafra? So the Beis Yitzchak apparently is not concerned about the Argish Avadaika point, to the extent that he thinks one should be machmir for the milsaka, it's only on the suffer point, and for that, as long as there's consciousness sometime during the day, that would be sufficient.
Yeah. As opposed to consciousness the whole day?
As opposed to lacking consciousness part of the day, meaning where the woman was mesicha das between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m., that isn't a problem because she had das at the beginning of the day and the end of the day.
But what would it mean to be Masicha Das?
That the case of she thought that she was Saseris or Shiv Nakiyim and she's back to square one, and then she asked the Shaila later and realized that that's not the case.
But if she's stopped going back to business and not thinking about it at all, that's not helping Masicha Das.
Right, it means that there's an active, in her mind, she's not Tosh Shiv Nakiyim anymore. Not just that, it doesn't mean that you have to have a hinli muchan mezuman every second, that you can't be distracted by any other thoughts, but you have to be thinking about Shiva Nakiyim every hour of the day. Obviously not. It means you can't have an active Hesach Hadas. An active Hesach Hadas would be that in your mindset, you're no longer talking Shiva Nakiyim because you were
so sick. Right, so the stakes aren't like so high.
I'm sorry?
I mean, it's not like such a common shot.
It's not. It doesn't happen every day, but it could happen often. I mean, it definitely could come up that a woman is under the impression that she was sosir, and then she has to shy and realizes that's not the case. That happens. Shuas Imre Yosher, Meir Arik, Chelik Bey Simen Lamedalid, Chelik Bey Simen Lamedalid has a chiddush that within the milsaka, if you have a full day of Hesach Hadas, that day doesn't count, but it doesn't set you back to square one. Kind of like, on some level, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah on Samach Hasam and Aleph, that you can have a day where you're missing bedikas that don't count towards Shiva Nakiyim, but they're not so sere, it doesn't set you back to square one. So Rameir Arik thinks that's the case, and even the Milsaki thinks would agree that it's not so sere, it's just not Ola.
Another
Nafimina? Yeah, Rabbi Morgenstern says that's another Nafimina, also between the two Tamim. I was in Osaka. Good. And Minchas Yitzchak Adapsis, Chela Dalit Simen Ayin Gimel, Chela Dalit Simen Ayin Gimel. B'makom Tzarech, he says, you can rely on this Remeir Arik if there's a Tzarech God. Igros Moshe, Evin Ezer, Chelek Dalid, Simin Yudalid. Chelek Dalid, Simin Yudalid. So this is in a totally different context, in the context of whether the consideration in marrying a bas nida and whether you have to be koshesh, that a woman who comes from a non-observant, born to non-observant parents is a bas nida, and if they're worried about the pagam marrying a bas nida. So Ramosha there has a line. The afim name of the sphere of Shivanakiyam be'inan svurim lefanenu. So even if you require some kind of bedikos in order to define something as Shivanakiyam, mikal mokim zerakish shahaisa zava bru'ies gimel yamim b'yirah yom. That's only if min haTorah, the requirement of Shivan Akim is only if you have the Zava Gedola who saw Dam Bimei Zivasa. So Bisman Azeh Monin La'olam Shiva Yamin Nakim. So we're machmir to treat every woman as a Zava, but that's only a Chumra Dirabana. Avo Harov Einan Zavos V'nitara Midin haTorah Tekef Kishapaska Liros. V'avu shiva yamim mitchila sriyasa shetar azu ena sricha yediya. So Moshe says that in principle, most women are not zavos daraisa. Most women are really nidas, and a nida doesn't require shiva nikiyim. All she requires is a hefsek tara. And min haTorah, maybe hefsek tara doesn't require an actual bedika. Maybe it's enough to have a consciousness that a consciousness that she stops being done. Shelchem b'mashay agolu klap ishmai shepaskim miliros nitra b'tfila min haTorah sheshuv leka shum pegam al habas. So in a situation in which a woman maybe bathed herself or went swimming in such a way that could constitute a tefillah of some sort, so maybe min haTorah, the fact that you're lacking any awareness, or lacking any bedikos, even isn't min haTorah a minia. Okay, so that's in my mind, most good, not really. Not really, a little sucker point. So I don't remember why I was quoting that now. Okay, back to the little stock. Sorry. Yeah.
Can I ask a question on that, actually?
Yeah.
Do we view our Nikkiyim nowadays as Dirabbanan? Like, problem nafkaminas of that? Based on that? Or not?
I mean, the nature of Takanas Rebbe slash Minhag B'nos Yisrael is that we treat everyone L'chumra as a Zava, which requires Shiva Nikkiyim. That's a Takana slash Minhag D'Rabbanan. So, on a Me'ikra Din level, so, that's Misafik, on a Me'ikra Din level, that may not be necessary. It's necessary at least be Takana D'Rabbanan. So what nafkamina are you asking about?
Like in general, like stakos, or like a lot of times for machmir, like why should we be machmir?
I think we're still machmir because as the Beis Yosef said, we're talking about a safek kli of karis. Even if it doesn't mean literally that bedika is ma'akev min haTorah.
Why is it kli of karis?
I'm sorry.
Why is it kli of karis? It's just a derabanan.
No, because we're talking. So everything is a safek anyway. Maybe she is a safek, so that's a safek.
Or something is karis? Like it would be a safek on that, no?
It would be. Well, whether she's the Nidra or Zava is going to be a Chiyuv Karis. But even if all the Mesos it means is that we're talking about things that are connected to a Chiyuv Karis, but we treat everything, we treat that all as a Safek Raisa anyway, because the name is Zava. Rav Moshe here just trying to justify how can you, if we're only talking about do we view someone as a Pagam, as Pagam, as far as marrying a Bastida, so you could be sorry with various calculations to justify that maybe it's not as bad as it would seem.
And would there be like for Moshe, like it was in the first 2 days of Nikkiyim and the last 5 days? It was like Doraisa, you may need 7 days, I don't know. We only observed five.
Well, it would only be a difference that she went to the mikvah in the interim, but that's not our, that was the Rebbeinu Tam, going to the mikvah twice, which we don't do. Okay. So back to the Milstaka, Rabbi Kar Kosov Vayashiv, that one should be machmir like the Milstaka, and that's what Rabbi Vadya writes as well, that l'chachila, you should be machmir like the Milstaka. Rabbi Morgenstern has the following shaila that he has to Vayashiv. This is page Reish Lamed Ches. The Maisa Shahaya was a husband said to his wife on the second night of Shiva Nikkiyim that the Hesetar wasn't good because she missed Shkia. So the husband says to the wife that she did a Hesetar on Sunday evening, and the husband tells the wife on Monday night that your Sunday Hesetar wasn't good, and therefore Monday can't count as day one of Shiva Nikkiyim, but your Monday Bedika should count as Hesetara, and then Tuesday will be day one of Shiva Nikkiyim. Right? So the woman had done a Hesetara on Sunday. She was assuming the Monday is day one of Shiva Nikkiyim. The husband says, no, your Hesetara is too late, and therefore count your Monday Bedika as your Hesetara, and Tuesday will be day one of Shiva Nikkiyim. And then, a few days later, they discovered that the Hesetara really was before Shkia. I don't know how they discovered that. Maybe they checked the the cameras in the house. So they discovered that it really was before Shkia. And then the Shaila was, is she Masid Monday? Because on she mops on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, because now it's already Thursday, and she was off a day in her consciousness. So Vayashiv Paskin, that's not considered to be a Hesachadas, because she never was Mesichadas from being Tov Shiva Nikkiyim. She had a Hesachadas about what day she's holding it. But she was never Masicha Das from her Shiva Nikkiyim. So the Milstaka's concern is that you can't have a Hesach Das from being Tok Shiva Nikkiyim at all. But if you're just off by a day or 2 days, but you never lose consciousness of the fact that you're Tok Shiva Nikkiyim, well, Yashav thought that's not a problem according to the Me'il Staka. In volume 3 of Chuas Pua, they have a few submissions on the Shaila of a woman who totally loses consciousness, not just consciousness over Shiva Nikiyam, but she loses consciousness Lagamri during Shiva Nikiyam. So is that a little sucker problem? So Rav Amar has a tshuva there. He says, number one, there are many that are cholik on the milstaka, so he thinks in a shas atak situation you can be makel anyway. But he's not convinced that if a woman lost consciousness, that's considered or she's in a coma for 2 days, but that's considered to be a real hesach hadas for these purposes. It's not that she's Masih Hadas from Shiva Nikiyam. She wants to continue her Shiva Nikiyam. She just has no awareness of anything. He says, would you tell me that if you take a sleeping pill that puts you out for 2 days, that that's considered a steer of your Shiva Nikiyam according to the Milstaka because you're sleeping for the whole day? He says, what are you worried about? If you're worried about the milstakas, argusha of the daita, so there's no argusha because you're not feeling anything. And you're going to say you're worried that it's a lack of svira because you have to be conscious. So what that means is that if you're in a state of awareness, you have to be aware that you're toshiv nekiyim. But if you're not in any state of awareness, if we were to ask you, do you want to be Tokshim Nikiyim? If we were to wake you up and you're going to get up, you say, yeah, you're Tokshim Nikiyim. The fact that you're unconscious or in a coma is no different than if you're sleeping. So the problem is you can't have an anti-awareness, you can't have an active mindset that you're not Tokshim Nikiyim, but if you have no mindset, you're just sleeping or you're unconscious, that wouldn't be a problem. Rav Asher Weiss has a tshuva there also. It sounds like he, on some level, thinks maybe it is Hesach Hadas, but then he says, no, there's no Das at all, so it's not Hesach Hadas in any way. You could be Nekel Shas Tzarech against the Milstaka. So Lemaisa, they're Nekel. Rabbi Willig's position about the Milstaka is that it's only a concern if a woman is Masih Hadas for an entire day. So if there's any point during the day that she has an awareness of being Tokshiv Nikiyam, that's sufficient. And for these purposes, a day would be an entire 24-hour period. Because in principle, as we'll see, a bedikah of a laila, at least b'di'eved, according to many poskim, would work as well. So as long as you have consciousness during some time of that 24-hour period, like Tokshiv Nikiyam, Rabbi Willig thinks that's sufficient, and you don't have to worry about the milstaka. Rabbi Karb quotes the same thing from Rav Yashiv. Rav Ozner presents this the same way. Mashir Shevi Levi says it has to be a full ona, not a full 24-hour period, but a full day or night period, that if you're lacking awareness for a full ona, that would be a problem. Then Rabbi, the Shira Shevi Levi, says that even if a woman lacks consciousness of being Tokshiv Nikiyam, let's say she thinks that she's Soseres, but she doesn't remove her levanim, then maybe that's not a sufficient hesach hadas. The fact that she keeps her levanim on, that indicates that on some level, she still sees herself as being toch shiva nikiyam. Rabbi Forst writes that what that means is at least you have to be looking at the levanim. If you just keep it on because you're lazy to take it off, but you're not checking the levanim to see if there's any dominant when you take them off, so the fact that you just kept them on doesn't prove a lack of Hesach Hadas per se. The bottom line, poskim are, generally speaking, concerned about the little tzedakah. In any situation, given that there are many chokim, at least on a mikradin level, you have to take into consideration the other factors as to whether there are grounds to be makel. But in principle, again, even if we're not koshish for the shalah that we started with to require an atmosphere of the bet, we are koshish on some level for the little tzedakah requirement of having a consciousness of being Tavshim Nekiyim and not having a Hesach Hadas. Okay. I realized at the end of last year, I may not have been fully clear when we presented, just going back, I wanted to start with this, I forgot. When we presented the Dagon Rivava and the question as to whether the Dagon Rivava and Tshuva Tzadi Yudah say different things about a Bedikah performed on day 1-3 versus a Bedikah performed on day 3-7, and the suggestion of Badi Shulchan and Rabbi Karp that maybe there's no Sira, and according to the Nod Mihuda, as long as you have a Bedika Samuch to Tvila, it's okay even on a, it's okay whether it's 1-3 or 3-7 or 3-8. But I don't remember if I sufficiently clarified that either way, generally we don't accept the Nod Mihuda. I mean, we assume that Likuvi, you have to have Bedikos on day 1 and day 7. And if you're missing any Bedika either on day 1 or day 7, if you're missing both of those, that would be problematic. So in the Nod Yudah's case, if you did a Bedika on day 1 and day 3 and did nothing else, so then you'd have to do another Bedika on day 8 before going to the Mikra. If you did a Bedika on day 3 and day 8, or day 3 and day 7, then day 3 would count as day 1, and you start counting from day 3 being the new day 1. But generally speaking, we don't accept whatever the understanding of the new is. That's generally not accepted l'maisa. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about Bedikas Chorin Ustakim. The invasiveness or the effectiveness of the type of bedika done when a bedika is required. The Gemara Daf Yudbeis and Aleph distinguishes between a kinuach and a bedika. And Rashi there writes that bedika means bedikas chorin ustakim. A bedika that gets into the crevices of the vaginal area and perhaps above. So that's Yudbeis and Aleph. And the Gemara on Daf Hey had Daf Hey and Aleph has Bedikas Chorin Ustakim in the context of Bedika performed before Tashmish in the context of Taras. So Machlokas Rishonim, what are the types of Bedikas and when are these types of Bedikas required? So the Ravid writes the beginning of Siman Gimel of Shara Sfira that there are three categories of bedikas. Category number one is a kinuach, a wiping, which we have in the context of determining whether there is a kesem, in the case of Gimel Nashim, Shemus, and Mita Achas. Then we have bedikas beis achitzon, who makam shashamish dash. And that's the bedika that you require for Nida, Zava, Hesek, Tara, Shiv, and Akiyam. And then you have bedika Schar and Ustakin, which is for Taras. So there are three grades of bedikas. Kinuach is the least invasive. Chorin Ustakim is the most invasive. And Chorin Ustakim is only a Taros bedika. So every other bedika that has to be performed, Lidina, be it for Hetzik Tara, for Shiv Nekiyim, according to the Ravid, that's this middle level of a bedika that doesn't, that's inserted, but not inserted as far. It's inserted into the vaginal area, but not inserted all the way into all the chorin ustakim. The Ramban, Hey Menal with Yivim Aslam Mitoch, The Ramban distinguishes between the bedikah required for hafsek tahara and the bedikah required for regular shiv and akia. That when it comes to hafsek tahara, which we noted before, the Ramban, that's mosi her micheskas toma. So hafsek tahara is a higher stakes bedikah. So for that, you need chor nistakin. For that, you need the more invasive bedikah, as opposed to regular shiv and akia, where she already was removed from the initial cheskas toma. So for that, a lower grade bedika is sufficient. That's the Ramban of Chidushim. The Ramban in Halakos, in Parates Oskapes, writes that you need Chor Nistokin for Day Aleph and Day Zion as well. And not only for Asikara, but for the first and the last day of Shiv Nikim, you need Chor Nistokin as well. As those are the bedikos that are likuva in Shiv Nikim. And then the Rashba, Heim and Aleph Yuv Maslam Yitoch, says you always need Chor Nistokin. That anything short of Chor Nistokin is Chatzi Bedika. That's a Kinuach. So whenever there's a requirement of Bedika, be it a Hafsek Tahara, be it Shiv Nikim, that has to be the Chorin Ubisakir. And Rabbi Morgenstern collects another 12 Rishonim that hold that way. That's the position of Rav Rishonim, and that is what the Mechaber basically paskins in Sifaf. Kol Bedikos Elu, Bein Bedikos Hafsek Tahara, Bein Bedikos Kol HaShiva, Srichos Lios, Bedeged Pishtan Lavan, Yashan, we'll get back to that. V'tachnisenu ba'osa makom ba'omek l'chorim ulistakim ad mekom shashanish dash. So literally that sounds like up to the place that the aver reaches. Beisosef isn't sure exactly where that shear comes from. But that is v'dikas chorim ulistakim.
The rabbi did add makom shashamish dash. It's less than chor nistakin. So he's
yes. I don't know what he means by makom shashamish dash there. I wasn't sure about that. Right. Meaning the way the Beis Yosef presents it, and the way it appears in Shulchan Aruch, that's further in, and that's the chor nistakin kind of bedika. Yeah, I don't know if the rabbi means something else by that. I wasn't sure about that. Because he says that's less than Chor Nistokin. Yeah, I wasn't sure about that, but you're correct. Unless he needs something else with the same term. I don't know. Gabe?
Beis Yosef seemed to say that you only needed it for the bedikos of Ma'akit, which basically was just a Hafsek Tahara, then one bedika Tof HaShiva. Like, towards the end, when he said that, near the Lidl HaNefesh. But then the Shulchan Aruch is like way more math than that, so we were a little confused, like why in the Shulchan Aruch all of a sudden he's demanding it for all of the egos.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Yeah, that is a fair point. Think about that for next time. Not sure. Okay, let's just take 5 more minutes. The Gemara Daf Yizayin Amud Aleph mentions that base munbas were praised for being boken mitosei and b'mila parva. So they did bedikos with Mila Parva. Rashi says that's cotton. So they are praised for using cotton as a material for doing bedikos with. And the Gemara quotes that as a raya for Shmuel that ein bokin es amita ella bit pakulin o bit semer naki v'raf. Either use pakulin, which I guess if that's what Mila de Parva is cotton, or soft and clean wool. And then the Gemara distinguishes between different types of pishtan. The Machlokas Rishonim, what are the milas of these materials that the Gemara says are optimally used for bedika? So Rashi writes, there Yizayin, that as far as Samar Naki, the mila of clean wool, mitok shehu lavan nireis bo tifa kachardel. Because it's white, you'll be able to discover any dam that would appear. So according to Rashi, it sounds like the thrust of Samar Naki isn't a function of the material, but a function of the color, that Samar Naki is as white as you can get a material, and white is helpful in being able to see any dam that would appear. That's the best way of having an accurate read on any potential dam. Rabbi Morgenstern quotes the Maram, Chuvas Maram, the Fus Prad, Simon Tuf Reish Cafe, Tuf Reish Cafe, that says the mile of Pishtag Lavan is that it's Rach, Velo Chadash Hu Kasheh. That if it's Yashan, old Pishtan is soft, new Pishtan is coarser. The Ein Hadam Nidbak. And if you have a coarser material, the blood is not going to adhere to it as well. So in our Mordechai, Tashin Laman, hey, there are two girsos, whether it's Nidbak or Nikar. Nikar would be, can you see it? Nidbak would be, is it going to adhere? But that's the way it appears in Maram, that Ein Hadam Nidbak, that you need material that it's going to cling to. And then the Meiri has a third consideration, Sam Chesem and Aleph. V'lo v'shel pishtan chadash v'neshe misari. That if you're going to use new pishtan, the concern isn't that the blood's not going to adhere, the concern is that it's going to scratch, and if it scratches, it could irritate and cause unintentional bleeding. So l'maisa, the way it's presented in Sifav and Shulchan Aruch, what we just glossed over, was beged tishtan lavan yashan, so flax that's white and old, ob itzemer gefen or cotton, ob itzemer lava naki or regular old-fashioned white clean wool v'rach that is soft. So those are the classic types of material used for bedikos. Nowadays, there are commercially marketed bedika cloths that are designed to be of the right texture, size, color to be most effective for bedikos. Even with those, Rabbi Morgenstern cautions that you have to check a bedika cloth before using it to make sure that there, even if it's straight out of the package, it's enough to make sure that there's no red thread or something else adhering to the cloth, which even if it's in a sealed package, sometimes you have. He suggests that whichever spouse is the more discerning one should check it ahead of time to make sure that there's nothing on the bedika cloth. And he said also you have to make sure that it's properly absorbent, because he says there's such competition in the bedika cloth industry, I guess in Eretz Yisrael, I don't think it's such a competitive industry here, but there's such competition in the bedika cloth industry that people are trying to produce the cheapest material or the cheapest product, and sometimes the quality of absorption is compromised. So he says you should check out the bedika cloth to make sure that it's properly absorbent. He tells you how to do it. If you put it on a slant and put a few drops of water and see if it gets absorbed or if it flows down. So he says he should check and make sure that it's properly absorbent, even if it's commercially marketed with a hefshah. So as a lechachila matter, it's definitely not advised to use a tissue or a toilet paper, because, number one, it's not necessarily properly absorbent. Number two, it could rip when you do an internal bedika with it and leave something behind. It's not an efficient or effective way of doing a bedika. If you're stuck and there's nothing else available, that's a discussion. Shevet Alevi, Cheli, Beisim, and Kuf, that if you use Niyar Dak the Levan, then Bidiyevet, that works. Bavi Yeshulchan isn't sure even Bidiyevet, so Katan Sadi Zayin, that maybe it doesn't go into Chorin Nistokin at all. He says if it's thicker, like a paper towel material that's meant to be absorbent of liquids, so then there's more room to be Mekel Bidiyevet. But generally speaking, commercially marketed Bidika cloths are readily available and the suggested thing to use. Yeah.
Is it like unsafe if like something gets?
If you ask your gynecologist.
What they used to use like before like the Industrial Revolution or whatever.
That's what we're talking about. They used pishtan or tzemer or cotton, like a piece of these materials.
So, would it be better to use like a white undershirt because they didn't have other stuff?
Probably. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some discussion as to whether our cotton is the right material. Anyway, yeah, definitely raw cotton is not advised because that does have other residue in it. Yeah. Okay, stop here. So Sunday there's a chasana. I guess we won't meet on Sunday.